Welcome to the Next Level Trucking Podcast. I am your host, Justin Wood, also known as Woody the Trucker. I have been in the trucking industry since 2011, and today I just want to welcome you to the podcast. Thank you for finding me and subscribing to this, and I hope that this podcast will be useful to you and help you determine the path that you should take, give you some more clarity on the trucking business and what you should be doing to reach the next level and not settle for just a basic level of business when you get started in trucking. This is my very first attempt at creating a podcast, so I hope it is enjoyable for you and that you learn as much as possible from it. I don't necessarily need to do this podcast, but I have a desire to put some audio content out there for you guys. I do a lot on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook already. I do realize that my audience is primarily truck drivers and you should not be watching videos while going down the road. So I hope that this audio version of content is much more useful for you as you drive down the road and do your daily duties as a truck driver or an owner operator in this business. Ultimately, I started in trucking in 2011. I just want to give you guys in this episode a history of what I have done in this industry, where I started, where I'm coming from, and how I learned what I know in this industry. So 2011, I started with no CDL, no money. I had no clue what I was about to be doing, what I was getting myself into. I was previously a correctional officer at a maximum security prison in Tennessee Colony, Texas, which is, you know, if anybody knows that area, there's a lot of prisons there, and that's pretty much the only job that you can get other than working at a warehouse or doing retail work. So that's what I was doing. Now, I decided that wasn't for me anymore. I wanted to get into something else. Always liked the idea of trucking, but had no clue how to get into it. So I started doing some searching and researching and figuring out where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. I applied at several different companies, and the company that decided to take me on was Prime Incorporated. So that's where I started. I got my CDL in June of 2011. I was with the trainer for a few more months, and then I got my first truck as a lease operator in September of 2011. And the rest is, you know, it gets pretty crazy after that point. So I'm going to take a break here real quick, and then I will get into that. As stated, I did not know anything about trucking except for, okay, I have my CDL. I know how to drive now. I know how to drive safely. So I figured, okay, let me start a lease, because I didn't necessarily want to be a company driver. I had enough of being an employee somewhere, especially as being an employee for the state of Texas. It wasn't desirable to me. It wasn't enough of a challenge to me to just be a company driver. So I wanted to start my own business. I didn't really know what that meant at the time, to start my own business in trucking. And most of you probably don't know what that means for you to start your own business. You have no clue where you're at. You have no clue what you're supposed to do. Or maybe you do have quite a bit of an idea, but whether you know what you're doing or not, you should always have the mindset of a student, right? That's what I was at. I had a mindset of a student from the beginning. So I already knew, it was like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. How do I do this? I need to ask people, what am I doing? And the problem was back then was we didn't really have, you know, all the YouTubers out here making videos about trucking or telling you how to do a lease or a lease purchase successfully. There was nobody out here who at least as far as I knew, that had done it properly or had ever even completed a lease. In my mind, as far as I knew, it was almost impossible to complete a lease. And you still hear a lot of people tell you that, don't do a lease, don't do a lease, you'll never make it, you'll never make it. And, you know, I am living proof now that that is not true. People will say, oh, you were lucky, or you never, you're one of the lucky ones, or, you know, circumstances just worked out for you to a certain degree where you know, you were able to make it happen, but nobody else is going to be able to make it happen, you know. And I just, part of this podcast is to represent to you guys that you can do this. You can become successful in this industry. You can finish a lease. You can finish a lease purchase. Or you can save up that money as a company driver and go buy your first truck. You can start your business. You can become successful. You can start a fleet. You can get your own authority. Okay, so there is a quote that I really love that I don't remember exactly who came up with this first, but you can probably Google this. And this quote is, whether you think that you can or that you can't do something, you're right. And basically what that means is your mindset is the key to your success, right? There's so much to that. And I don't want people to think that, oh, well, I can't do this, or this isn't for me because, or whatever. Like, if you really want to be an owner-operator, you really want to be a fleet owner, don't tell yourself no. Don't tell yourself you can't do that. And also, don't allow the fear of the strife or the problems that you're going to encounter prevent you from ever starting. So the biggest takeaway I want you to have from this episode today is start. Start something, okay? What do you really have to lose? You know, at the point that I started my lease with Prime in 2011, I had nothing to lose. I didn't have any money already. I already had horrible credit. You know, it was just, I look back now and I can't believe in such a pitiful state I was in. But I started my lease with Prime and I was able to bring in, you know, $1,200 a week. $1,300 a week after taxes, you know. And even though I didn't know anything about business, I didn't know anything about trucking, I was still able to make money and set money to the side. Now, I had a really wrong mindset back then, and I didn't know what I was doing with my money. That was more money than I had ever made before in my life. When I was a correctional officer, I was bringing home after taxes $2,000 a month. I was starving to death, literally. My girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, you know, I've never really admitted this to anybody, but my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, her dad ended up going to the grocery store and buying me some groceries because I didn't have money for groceries. I was in that position. I know how it is to be broke. I know how it is to not have anything and just, you start making some what you consider to be real money. And so you go crazy, right? You're just like, oh man, this is so much money. And, you know, I started buying guns and ammo and just goofy stuff, you know, just all the stuff that you think you need. Like, oh, I want to buy a new laptop, or, you know, I went clothes shopping and bought a bunch of clothes and, you know, stuff that I wanted. And that's all fine and good. You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to have nice stuff. I have lots of nice stuff, but it's just, you have to really focus on what your goal is. So if I could go back in time and tell myself what I should do, and I probably wouldn't listen to myself, but that's beside the point. What I would go back and tell myself is, save the money, dude. Save the money. Don't worry about keeping up appearances with people. Who gives a fuck what other people think how you spend your money? That doesn't matter. Stop trying to impress people. Stop trying to show off and pretend like you're rich when you're not. Because that's really ultimately the thing that's going to hurt you the most, is pretending to be something you're not. I'm not rich today, and I'm not going to pretend that I am. But I am a lot further along than I was before. And that's something, you know, I can give, I can share my story, and hopefully it will help you correct the path that you're on if you're on one that is not successful. Because if I look back now and I look back at what I was and what I am today, and the difference is phenomenal. And just to give you a point of reference, today I have 4 trucks. I have 3 drivers, 3 great drivers that drive for me. All my trucks are leased on to another carrier. But we do make great money. My drivers make great money. And we're growing. You know, we have enough money at the end of the month to set to the side and, you know, pay the bills and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to get to that position where it's like, oh, I have more than one truck, you know, that first truck I got, in September of 2011, I have that truck paid off. I have the title for that truck. I also have my own flatbed trailer that I don't necessarily use right now. That's a story for another show. But, you know, I've gotten to the point where I have a little bit of success. I'm finally making some traction. I'm finally building up some momentum in my business to where I can actually do something. You know, I can actually give back. I can actually help somebody else realize their dream of owning a fleet. So that's, you know, pretty much all I want to share today. But, you know, please, if you're in the position that I was, starting out in this business, and okay, now you're making $1,200-$1,300 a week, and you think you got all the money in the world now, pause. Okay, look at yourself, look at what you're doing, and try to focus on what your actual goals are. Write down some goals. What do you really want out of this industry? What do you really want for yourself, for your family, if you have children? You know, I don't have kids yet, but I'm working towards a goal to where when we have kids, we can do anything we want to do. That is my ultimate goal, is when me and my wife do have kids, that we could do everything that we want to do for them and not have to make these huge sacrifices just to pay the bills. Right now, I'm still out on the road. I'm out in Virginia today in the truck that I got back in 2011. So I'm still out here running. Yes, I have four trucks and I've got three great drivers, but I'm still running myself. I still have to run. I still have to drive my truck to pay my bills. And ultimately, my goal is to get to the point where I don't have to do that unless I really want to. Unless I want to be out here, I don't have to be out here. At the point I'm at right now, I still have to do a lot of things I don't want to do. And the ultimate journey of next level trucking here is, let's get to that level where we have the freedom to do whatever we want to do. Not just drive truck, because I love driving trucks, but there's a lot of other things I want to do with my life. And to find that happiness and a balance in this business, you're going to have to make some serious sacrifices at first. And maybe for the first 5, 6, 7 years, you're going to have to make these huge sacrifices. But at the end of the day, it's going to be, you're going to feel a lot better about what you're doing when you actually reach that next level and you actually build something that is worth talking about, that's worth bragging about. And, you know, you guys can reach me on Facebook, Justin Wood, and in parentheses it says Woody. You can reach me at Woody the Big Deal on Twitter, which is a joke, by the way. The joke is that I'm not a big deal, but I'm working towards being one. So I hope that this has been useful information for you today. I do a lot of rambling, and mostly that's what my show is going to be. It's not scripted. This stuff just comes from the heart. And I really do want to help you fix your business or get to the point where you even have a business. Have something that's worth talking about. So with that being said, you guys have a great day. And as I say on YouTube, try not to die.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.